Freedom's Landing by Anne McCaffrey. This book is dedicated to the memory of a special fan friend, Judy Voros. Hope heaven has chocolate, but it must. Chapter 1. Kristen Bjornsson wondered if summer on the planet Bareve could possibly be the only season. There had been remarkably little variation in temperature in the 9 months since she'd arrived there. She'd been 4 months in what appeared to be the single sprawling city of the planet during her enslavement, and now had racked up 5 months of comparative freedom, albeit a parlous hand-to-mouth survival, in this jungle, after her escape from the city in the flitter she'd stolen. Her sleeveless one-piece tunic was made of an indestructible material, but it wouldn't suit cold weather. The scooped neckline was indecently low, and the skirt ended midway down her long thighs. It was closely modeled, in fact, after the miniskirted sheath she'd been wearing to class that spring morning when the Catani ships had descended on Denver, one of 50 cities across the world that had been used as object lessons by the conquerors. One moment she was on her way to the college campus. The next, she was one of thousands of astonished and terrified Denverites being driven by force whips up the ramp of a spaceship that made the Queen Elizabeth look like a tub toy. Once past the black maw of the ship, Chris, with all the others, swiftly succumbed to the odorless gas. When she and her fellow prisoners had awakened, they were in the slave compounds of Bareve, waiting to be sold. Chris aimed the avocado-sized pit of the goru pear she had just eaten at the central stalk of a nearby thicket of the purple-branched thorn bushes. The bush instantly rained tiny darts in all directions. Chris laughed. She had bet it would take less than 5 minutes for the young bush to rearm itself, and it had. The larger ones took longer to position new missiles. She'd had reason to find out. Absently, she reached...